Welcome to this week's episode of Build the Weight Loss Practice of Your Dreams. I am your host, Carol Clark, and today we are talking about one of your greatest assets, and that is your team. Your team, as we all know, creates your brand that's out there, and they also can make the difference for your patients between a positive experience or a not so positive experience. So knowing what it is that they need from you is really critical, and that's what we're talking about today. What is it that your employees need from you? And this is important no matter whether the size of your team is less than 10, 10 to 25, greater than 50 or 100 people. I've managed groups in large sizes like that, and I work with some practices that have a number of offices and quite a bit of staff. But the bottom line is, this is what you need to do for your employees in order to have them happy with less turnover and also really wanting to do their best. So when I was in grad school, I developed this model of nursing. We had to create our own sort of nursing model. And at the time, mine was a human eye. And our employees were sort of at the center. They were the patient was the pupil, the very center, and then it was our employees. And my model was always as the administrator or as the person who was in a leadership position, my job was to make sure that our team, who was influencing the patient the most, had what they needed in terms of resources. So that could have been equipment, it could have been training, it could have been anything related to that. And what I've learned over time in managing large and small groups and working with lots of different practices across the US is that it doesn't really matter the size of your team, but there are some core things beyond resources and training, which are still important, but there's other things that are at the core of the team member that are important to keep in mind in order to really have the best working relationship and to have the best experience and to enjoy walking into your practice each and every day. And I know every day is not perfect, but to have sort of this overall positivity and really a results-oriented team. So the first thing is they really need to understand your vision and sense your energy and your passion about your vision, and also know a little bit about your backstory and how your practice came to be. So even if you're in a large health system, there's still usually a story around how that business line came to be or how the physicians came to be and the team kind of came to be. So they really need to see your vision. They need to sense your energy every day, and even if your energy is, you can influence others quite a bit just by the energy you bring to your practice. And then, like I say, a little bit about your story. So that's the first thing that's really helpful for your team and what they need to gain from you. The second thing is consistency, along with a sense of fairness. So systems, which I've been talking about a lot, and I do a lot in Bariatric Business Boss, systems help create predictability, and people need to have some predictableness in their life. Granted, there are some people who just like to be all over the place, but that's really not most people. They need to have some sort of consistency and know that everyone's being treated fairly. That's really important to people. So making sure that there's not favoritism or anything like that. And if you do have a larger organization or a really big practice, these are things that need to be realized by your immediate supervisors, because studies show they make some of the biggest influence in terms of people's likelihood of doing their best and staying with your practice for a longer period of time, so you have less turnover. So, like I say, the first one was your vision, energy, and your story. The second one is consistency and fairness, knowing that everyone is treated fairly no matter what. And the third thing is people need a challenge. If they're bored, they tend to just become sort of lackadaisical about their job. They do need to have somewhat of a challenge. And sometimes people think that our teams don't want a challenge, but they actually, for the most part, embrace that. And with that challenge, if you include ownership for a particular project, it really can help in terms of someone's commitment to your patients and to you and to your practice. So having a challenge and ownership is something that is actually readily acceptable and something that people need in your practice. That's something that your team needs. That's the third item. The fourth item that your team needs is to know that you actually genuinely care. And that doesn't mean coming and saying, how are you, as you're walking by and not even pausing to see what they really say. It's a matter of really knowing that you care and that you know more about them and that you take the time to get to know them. And if you have a large team, this can be kind of difficult, but if you have your immediate supervisors doing some of this and you make a point to make sure that over the course of a month or depending on how large your team is, that you make a point to talk with each one of them over that period of time is really important. And so knowing what that you care, that you genuinely care about them and their circumstances is the fourth thing that your team needs from you. And the fifth thing that your team needs from you, this is my last one, is sort of a wild card, and it can be different for every single person. So the way that you understand is really what is motivating them. And like I say, that can be different. So the fifth item is what's the biggest motivation for your team member. You can find this out through tools such as an Enneagram, learning about a little bit about where they fall on that Enneagram. So what motivates them? You can also just ask them, you know, what motivates them. A lot of times as employers or as someone who's in a leadership position, you think all people care about is money. Now, money is an important thing and it needs to be done fairly. And you know, merits and accomplishments need to be rewarded. But for a lot of people, other things motivate them. It might be a challenge, as I just mentioned. It might be an attaboy or a pat on the back or some sort of recognition for the hard effort that they put in. That can be done in a simple little note to them, in a quick email, in just a comment as you go by. But knowing if that is motivating them. And maybe it's just, you know, service, a point of you helping them with when they're behind. You know, that can be a great thing. It's kind of like the five love languages. Service is my love language. So when my husband or anybody's helping in some way, a lot of times I try not to accept help, but when they're helping, it actually is my biggest love language. So learning what it is that really motivates your employee, whether it's recognition, whether it's financial, whether it is a challenge, whether it is ownership of a project, no matter what it is, learning what that is, what's motivating them. It might be something at home, just the fact that they are providing for their family, that they are experiencing growth in their position, that they're learning something new. Knowing what motivates them can be kind of a wild card, but if you actually take the time to discover this about your employees, it will pay off in great dividends, because then you can be more focused and individualized on them, and they know that that's one more way that you're showing that you care about them. So these are the things that your employees need the most. I'm going to get into in some future podcasts some ways that you can help dive into this a little bit more. But for this podcast, just remember what your employees, your team members need from you as their immediate supervisor or as the owner of your practice is really to know your vision and feel your energy and learn more about your story. Second, to have consistency through established systems. And I'm in the middle of a systems training. If you're curious about that, it's just one easy way to work with me. Just email me, Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at Weight Loss Practice Builder, and I'll send you all the details. If you're already on my list, you're already receiving that. And so consistency and fairness is the second one. The third one is a challenge. The fourth one is to know that you care. And the fifth one is your wild card, and that is figuring out what motivates your individual employees. So I hope you found this helpful. If you're not a member of Baratuk Business Boss, check it out, baratukbusinessboss.com. If you want more information on that really simple seven systems training that also comes along with some one-on-one time with me and a open in case of emergency great guide to handling things such as some of the things that we've been faced with this year during the pandemic, just reach out to me, Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at Weight Loss Practice Builder. And in the meantime, as you know, I'm grateful for everyone that's out there, all of you, and what you do each and every day for your patients and helping to improve the health of your community. I hope you have a great day. Take care.